This is Michael Hurley.
One I had earlier.
Here I am at the Nelsonville Festival of Music. And this is always a great experience.
Sinners, who pray, sinners. Hi, this is Matt Majeski, and I'm coming to you live from the Nelsonville Music Festival. You just heard the sounds of E. La Bamba and Chris Beister.
Walking away. Thank you. Rock you, baby, all night long.
Nelsonville Music Festival, and I guess that's Wanda Jackson.
What am I helping with?
Podcast.
Oh, I can do that. I'm intermittently on it anyways.
Yeah. So tell me about the weekend. Did you guys have fun? What's your highlights and lowlights and sidelights?
I had a very good time, which is saying something because I'm very, very, very tired. But I still had a very good time. Yola Tango and the Flaming Lips were amazing. But as always, as I always must do with the Aqua Bear Legion, it was the Ohio bands that I hope lots of people saw for the first time. My favorite thing about the festival is watching people I know, or I know that are from here, watch a band from Ohio and go, where are these guys? What are these guys? Watching people from Columbus ask about bands that live in their town.
Yeah.
And the first time they ever got to see them was in Nelsonville. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
The Black Owls were awesome. Wheels on Fire were awesome.
Green Ghost in the No-Fi Cabin was awesome, and it was the only band that my mother watched on Friday night.
That's true.
She came all the way from New Jersey to watch Weed Ghost in the No-Fi Cabin.
We're honored.
Like whoop when they ended.
Yeah,
whoop.
I think so.
We did get a whoop.
Good.
It was awesome. Yeah, it's been a good weekend. It's been soggy.
Yes, it has been soggy.
But aqua bears don't
spirits.
Care about a little
Not
bit of
all.
Water.
Right.
If the Flaming Lips come back, you need to have an aqua bear.
I think so.
Get up on there.
Because
I'm pretty sure you could just walk back there in a giant bear suit and just be like, oh, he's probably, yeah, go on. You know, you just get waved.
I think so. I mean, they had a normal bear and then a catfish in some sort of admiral's outfit. So it's
I call it
like
cat
an aqua bear.
Cat.
Uh-huh.
Cat. Alliteration's great.
Oh, you know what else, too? Music's all well and good. The poutine, dude. Poutine.
Cheese curds, chocolate milk, delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It should be called Nelsonville Music and Dairy Festival.
Yeah, it is it. It is not for, you know, Chris, as you asked me this, I'm eating, literally, as we're talking about this, I am eating three kinds of Jenny's ice cream made with Snowville milk. And before this, for dinner, I ate poutine. So bad things are going to happen to my butt later.
Dairy. Yes. Tears up our bee holes. So, yeah, good weekend all around.
Good weekend all around.
Totally good weekend.
Yes. Soggy campground.
Soggy campground. But you know what? I will say, as one of the organizers of the event, it was very encouraging to see people still be happy, even though they were wet, even though things got muddy, even though their tents, you know, I heard everything. I had a friend whose tent got parked on by someone else
totally.
With his pants inside, and he was smiling as he was telling me.
Wow.
You know, people's cars getting stuck in. And the thing is I really appreciate it. Not only that people had a good time, but then they realize that, like, we can organize a pretty well-run event, but when I can do absolutely nothing about how much it rains.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciated
that. After the first 10 minutes, people don't give a shit if it's raining, though. Like, once you're wet, and you just embrace it, and it's fine.
Yeah. So. And you're generally wasted enough to fall asleep pretty quickly in almost any environment.
Well, you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So
pretty standard.
We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, we are.
Third day of the 2011 Nelsonville Music Festival.
Yeah.
Here on Sometimes the Bear Eats You Too.
Yes.
Exclusively.
Yes.
On AquabearLegion.com.
That's right.
Is that the podcast?
Roar.
That's the
Roar.
Podcast. Awesome.
See you next time.
Stabby.
We go. Knuckle Case is on the stage. That's it. The rain, the mud, the stink. It's all been worth it. What is this, the 412th annual Nelsonville Fest? The one that's not particularly drinking with your family and or inbreeding. Different kind of fest. Awesome. Hey, here's Brian. Talk about the fest.
I did. I said some things earlier.
How was the fest, Brian?
It was good. I said I enjoyed it, and I think, as I said before, I'd say a lot because my feet hurt very badly.
Blisters, mud, stink, hippies.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Couple, and for me, you know, a couple wonderful nights at the beautiful Inn at Hocken College every year. You know, me and the wife get a little bit 4-hour a night vacation. An annual honeymoon at the old Ramada Inn down on 691.
This is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Shout out should go to, you know, Tim and Brian, Stewart's Opera House. Let's Danford. Give Dan and Emily.
Yeah.
Shout out the
Adam
hundreds,
Fisher.
Hundreds of volunteers.
Yes.
Were fantastic this year.
They were.
Like clockwork.
And you know, like I said,
real weird swatch.
Yeah.
With a calculator on it.
Yes.
But it's still a clock.
It's still a clock. It's kind of like a weird in between thing. It's not like a normal clock.
Sure.
There's one that's like duct taped together. It doesn't work all the time, but it still ticks along.
Yeah.
A couple hours. It's not even like an hour off. It's not even like a normal thing where it's like 1 hour behind. It's like an hour and 42 minutes behind sometimes.
Sure. Or 53 minutes.
Yeah, but you just figure it out. You know?
Depending on your own personal hygiene Bermuda Triangle.
The high G Bermuda Triangle, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes. I'd say it's a success.
Yeah. You know what? I just hugged Drakkar Sauna and sent them on the road. I mean, that's
I hugged them about five times before they got in the van.
The real question
they are dirty.
They're dirty with lots of things right now. But the thing is, to remember is, did you get a chubby when you hugged them? I think that's what the chubby listeners would like to know.
There were four of them. I got seven.
Seven chubbies.
So
somehow. So some.
They have a couple for the road. A
couple for the road.
I gave them a loaf of bread, a couple chubbies.
And speaking of bread, this came up the other day.
I'm eating well in Iowa.
This came up the other day. One of my favorite things. Brian Wiebe. You know you're a baller when your bread is wrapped twice. If you buy bread and you open it up, and then it's got more wrapping on it.
Sure.
Baller bread.
Baller bread.
Baller bread.
Take that, no, you suck.